Minister, first of all, I'd like to thank you for visiting Scullamore and Milford. It was really appreciated last Friday and seeing for yourself the serious challenges that they face with the existing site. As you know, they have a new site secured. You know that there won't be any issues with planning. It's across the road from Loretto College and the existing school environment up there. So I'm hoping that you can continue with the momentum that the Foreign Minister, Helen McEntee, had brought and worked towards a new school site for Scullamore and Milford.
Thank you. Thank you, Deputy. And first of all, I'd like to say it was I had a wonderful visit to Milford, Scullamore and National School in Milford last week with yourself, Senator Manus Boyle and other deputies who were there. And I just want to commend the work of the school. You can see the fantastic ethos they have there, the learning, the teaching and the warmth within the school. I always say when you walk into a school, that spirit never... You can't. It's very clear when you walk into a school the atmosphere that is there, and that was very much apparent within Scullamore and National School in Milford. I just say that my department have received an application for large-scale capital funding from the school, and they have corresponded extensively with the school following that application. They've met with the patron and other school representatives, and I know that discussions have been ongoing between the department and the school around providing just more information around enrolment patterns. And from our discussion that day with the school, they are going to submit that, which I think is needed. The department provided, as you know, additional capacity at the school through a significant modular accommodation project that was completed back in November 2024. So in terms of managing the remaining capacity pressures at the school, the department understands that about 20% of the school's current enrolment consists of pupils for whom it's not their nearest school. But I think the school want to come back with figures and evidence around that, so we really would welcome that information. As you know, my department's NDP rollout places a very strong emphasis on maximising existing capacity and the prioritisation of school building projects to meet the most urgent needs. So all applications from schools for major capital works, including the Scullamore, must be considered in that context. So again, my department will continue to liaise with the patron and the school authority within that context, but we also just wait for that information around the enrolment figures. Thank you.
Yeah, Minister, it really was helpful for you to be there and see for yourself. The school in terms of the roads outside is entirely inappropriate. It was a school built back in the day, doesn't reflect modern needs at all. There's no green area whatsoever on the site of the school for children to play. These are basic rights. The toilet areas are totally inadequate. You would have seen the inadequate nature of the classrooms, the locations for children with special needs. It just isn't there. But I'm really glad that you said from the outset, it's a tremendous school. You would have seen the culture that day, you know, in terms of the teaching staff. They're really proud educational environment, but they don't have the amenities that they absolutely deserve. You know, the standard of education they're providing, the support within the community. The fact that they actually got the site tells you about the support they have within the community. It's a remarkable thing to offer a greenfield site free of charge. They've done the work. They've done the work with the local councillors in terms of planning. So I just think this is a really unique case. I can't think of a stronger case in terms of national schools in Donegal. And I would ask now that you would continue the good work of your predecessor. She was moved to another portfolio. You've now come up, and I really, really, again, I'm delighted you came to visit the school to see for yourself. And let's keep the momentum going now.
Thank you. Thank you, Deputy. And just as you know well, the school operates on a characteristic tight urban site, which adjoins a relatively busier road than more other rural schools. So the school have, as you say, identified various issues with accommodation, including traffic management, uneven and small internal floor areas, and as I could see for myself, a sloping type site topography and limited play space. So the school also reference expected future housing growth and the urgency of acting on the offer by a local landowner of swapping a greenfield site for a new school in exchange for the current site. That's my understanding. So the department will continue to liaise with the school. And just to say, in relation to Donegal, since 2020, we have invested €228.24 million in capital funding for schools in Donegal. 73 schools have been upgraded. That's either through a new building, a large-scale extension, modular accommodation, and there's currently 8 school projects under construction. But I know your question was in relation to this school, Deputy, and I will continue to work with them in order to try and progress.
My final comments are, and I checked this with the school last Friday, you're the fourth Minister for Education, and that says a lot, because the public representatives, cross-party in Donegal, have come together and appealed to ministers to come and see the school. So obviously you had Minister Joe McHugh from Donegal, himself, Minister Norma Foley, Minister Helen McEntee, and yourself, and I appreciate that every one of you came to the school to visit it, but the reason why we impressed upon you, because we feel so, so strongly as a cross-party group of TDs and senators that this school, like, is a unique case. It really is. They've waited a long, long time. They thought, when they were posed with the challenge of having a site, when they secured a site free of charge to the state in terms of the site itself, it's got all the amenities, it's a crossroad from an existing secondary school, it's a perfect location, planning won't be an issue. I just really think momentum can be gotten. I'm asking you to continue the positive mindset you brought last Friday, and let's get a new school for that that town.
Yeah. Thanks, Deputy. As you can appreciate, I can't just confirm anything here in the Dáil Chamber, but all I can say is it was great to see the school for myself. I know the great work that's happening there, the constraints that the school are working within, and doing a fantastic job in relation to teaching and learning. Just in relation to the enrolment figures, it just would be important, and I do understand the school say that they have that work completed, and they'll be sending it in to the department in relation to the review of enrolment patterns in the area, and looking at their current enrolment coming from areas served by other schools. Just that would be important in order to try to progress this.